April 13th, 2022, Wednesday of Holy Week. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today I ask that you pray that evil is exposed for what it is in the hearts of those who perpetrate evil. A false conscience is Satan's tool and instrument of the evil that takes advantage of the innocent. These days, many are suffering for the sake of evil goals. Innocent children are orphaned and on their own. Human traffickers are descending upon them like birds of prey. Those responsible do not respond to any conviction of heart. Please pray that good is victorious even in this most gruesome of situations. The Holy Mother is weeping copious tears for the little children I speak of today. Console her by pleading for their welfare to the Eucharistic heart of Jesus." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 1 through 17. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Slaves, be obedient to those who are your earthly masters, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart, as to Christ, not in the way of eye service, as men-pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same again from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. Masters, do the same to them and forbear threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.